You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk here on the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, we have such an exciting show lined up this morning. How could we not? With Respect Life Month coming up, the 40 Days for Life prayer vigil that's taking place in hundreds of cities across the nation, including right here in Chicago. And joining me on the show today, we have Ann Scheidler, who is the Executive Director of the Pro-Life Action League. Anne, welcome to Life Talk this morning.
Thanks so much, Mary Louise. It's always great to be with you.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show. And Anne is on my right hand, and on my left hand we have Margie Breen, who's the Program Manager for the Respect Life Office.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being with us, ladies. Before we go into some really important information in terms of talking about Respect Life Month and 40 Days for Life, I wanted to highlight some valuable new resources that are really important. You know, obviously, abortion has been in the news a lot lately in terms of with the election. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has some great resources that I would like to highlight for you. I encourage everybody to go to www.usccb.org, because there's an excellent statement by Cardinal Regali on behalf of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops regarding House Speaker Pelosi's misrepresentation of church teaching on abortion. And what's really important is that one of the things that she implies is that the church didn't used to be pro-life, which is absolutely not true. And what's great is that we have such a responsive Secretariat for Pro-Life Activities at the USCCB, and they put together a two-page fact sheet, which would be a great bulletin insert. It's called Respect for Unborn Human Life, the Church's Constant Teaching. So if you go to usccb.org, you can find these great resources. We're also going to put them on our website, which is respectlifechicago.org. So again, that's respectlifechicago.org or usccb.org. We've got a new website, by the way, so if you haven't checked it out, do that. But these are two really important things. There's a lot of, you know, confused Catholics out there, and it's really important to get the word out that the church, from the time that Jesus Christ walked the earth, the Catholic Church has defended the right to life from the very moment of conception. We've always spoken up for the most vulnerable in our society. So check these things out. Respect for Unborn Human Life, the Church's Constant Teaching, and Cardinal Regali's excellent statement. So those are two great things. And as I said, that Respect for Unborn Human Life document is a great bulletin insert that you can use in your parish bulletins this weekend if you'd like, because it's just one double-sided page. So go to usccb.org for those things. And you know, what's unfortunate is that there's so much misinformation when it comes to contraception and whether it actually reduces abortions. And, you know, unfortunately, we've seen the media recently really really lacking taste, you might say. I don't know exactly how to express it, but that one of the, you know, vice presidential candidate's daughters is pregnant and she's 17 years old. And the media is using this to promote contraception and sex ed and increased access to contraception. And there was an article in the Sun-Times in particular talking about this. Now, it sounds counterintuitive, but I'm going to say something shocking, which is that there's absolutely no scientific evidence that access to contraceptives reduces abortion or unexpected pregnancies. There's absolutely no scientific evidence. Now, we could say, well, how could that be? Because, you know, contraception obviously, you know, would prevent pregnancy sometimes. Why are we saying it doesn't reduce it? Because the science shows. What happens is that basically contraceptives provide a false sense of security. And what the attitude it fosters is that, hey, I'm entitled to sex without babies, which we know is obviously against the natural law in a very clear way. But more than, according to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, more than 50% of women who get abortions were using contraceptives when they got pregnant. So that's very significant. More than half of women who get abortions were actually using contraceptives when they got pregnant. And why? Well, you know, it's hard. There are many different factors, but one is that failure rate. 14 to 17% of couples who use condoms in order to avoid pregnancy get pregnant within 1 year. So there's a huge failure rate with contraceptives, but also, as we talked about too, that sense of entitlement. There's an attitude then to sex without babies, and people feel like, hey, I used contraception, I got pregnant, so now I can have an abortion. They almost have a sense of entitlement to that, and that's a very destructive attitude. But also, we have to look at what the mode of action is for some types of contraceptives, such as emergency contraception, IUDs, the pill, et cetera. And that is that, in addition to, you know, in some cases, preventing the release of an egg, these things can prevent implantation, in fact, causing a very early abortion with that abortifacient mechanism. You can go to the physician's desk reference or just even look at the package insert when you get these drugs, and it will say that this is one of the possible modes of action. And, you know, it's interesting because the Alan Guttmacher Institute, which is the research arm of Planned Parenthood, their own materials show that in states that have the most increased access to contraceptives, these states also have the highest rates of abortion. So in 2006, they did a study where they said, look, New York, California, these are the best states for access to contraceptives. And what did we find? They had skyrocketing abortion rates. Whereas states like Kansas, for example, which got the lowest grade in terms of contraceptive access, also had the lowest abortion rates. And so this is very interesting. And mind you, we're discussing rates, per person rates, not in terms of just numbers. You could say, well, New York has more people than Kansas. But we're talking about per person. And this is something that's very interesting. So I wanted to bring all of that good research to your attention. And, you know, all of this stuff in the media, for me as a woman, it's upsetting, certainly, to see, you know, to see a 17-year-old girl get pregnant. And I strongly believe in chastity, and I promote that. But praise God for the beautiful way that the family is welcoming this new human life into the world. So, you know, that's an example. And you know, we need to, you know, just think about that, no matter what our political convictions are, that, you know, welcoming new human life is always incredibly important. And right now, there are many people out there, I'm sure, facing an unplanned pregnancy who are listening to this program. And I want you to know that your child is wanted and loved. And if you feel unprepared to raise that child, you know, there are so many parents who would love, or potential parents, people facing infertility who would love to raise that child on their own. So anyway, I just wanted to address that because there's so many articles in places like the Sun-Times saying, oh, contraception's the answer, and it really isn't. And a great article by John Cass today as well, which I recommend you checking out, about how the media is really treating this issue. So, wow. Lots of really important things to talk about today. And now we are going to give you the number to call if you'd like as we begin now kind of the main part of our program. And that's 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We're talking with Ann Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League and Margie Breen. And you know, ladies, these issues really highlight the importance of chastity education. We have Jason Evert coming into town, who's a nationally renowned chastity speaker. And you know, it's so important to get that message out to teens that they are truly worth waiting for.
It certainly is, Mary Louise. And this is really an opportunity for us, I think, with all this media attention on the vice presidential candidate's family, mm-hmm. and how mm-hmm. they handle this unexpected pregnancy and mm-hmm. No doubt an unintended pregnancy. And I really think that this is going to resonate with a lot of the voters, because most families have faced these kinds of things. I mean, in my own family, we've faced this kind of thing. Everyone I know, I think, has had an unplanned pregnancy to deal with in their family. And right. how you handle that, how you welcome that life into the fold of your family is the key thing here. And it gives us an opportunity to show what pro-life people really are all about.
Right.
Because you'll see the people who are supporting the family, you know, who are welcoming this child, they show what it means to really be pro-life.
Yeah, I wonder if the people who are really criticizing Sarah Palin and her daughter and, you know, her family, if they had some sort of past, you know, where they were involved in an abortion with an unplanned pregnancy, whether they are, you know, a man who, you know, got a girlfriend pregnant.
Yeah. There are so many people who are suffering from post-abortion aftermath, and I think that that's where it's so valuable to highlight Project Rachel. And, you know, for people out there now who are hurting from abortion, whether you had the abortion last week or 10 years ago, you can call Project Rachel at 888-456-HOPE. For confidential post-abortion healing. This beautiful program brings the healing of Jesus Christ, and it's 888-456-HOPE. So we need to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be kind of putting these current events to the side now as we talk about ministry, and that is talking about all the exciting things coming up with Respect Life Month and with 40 Days for Life. So stay with us, friends. We're going to be right back. We've got Ann Scheidler, Margie Breen in the studio. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and stay with us. Cool. We'll be right back with Life Talk here on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
Whether they are young or old, hungry or addicted, homeless or friendless, Catholic Charities walks with its clients, bringing them help and hope. For 90 years, Catholic Charities has empowered families and individuals of all races and religious backgrounds in communities throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. Help Catholic Charities fulfill its mission to serve the poor and underprivileged. If you can help, visit our website at catholiccharities.net or mail a donation to Catholic Charities, 721 North LaSalle Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Thank you.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
And we are back here on Life Talk on Relevant Radio, 950 AM, the Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Mary Louise Curry. I'm in the studio here with Ann Scheidler and Margie Breen. And we have some exciting topics to talk about today in terms of spreading the gospel of life. And in particular, Respect Life Month is coming up, 40 Days for Life. So many exciting things happening around the Chicago area that we want to talk about. And before we went to the break, I was just briefly talking about how access to contraceptives, studies show, do not reduce abortions or unplanned pregnancies, which is really interesting information, and you can check that out scientifically, as we had discussed, and how there's a lot of evidence that that is not the case. And I wanted to steer you guys to a great article by Richard Dorflinger from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. If you go to usccb.org and then you click on life issues and then you click on contraception, there's a great article, How Not to Reduce Abortion, by Richard Dorflinger. It's actually, the full title is The Prevention Deception, How Not to Reduce Abortion. And I really encourage you to check that out. You know, so often in the church, we focus on the vision of the human person, which is the most important thing, of course. You know, I don't want people to be like, oh, I'm not in favor because it doesn't reduce. I mean, there's a much broader picture to that, which is, hey, you know, contraception is degrading to women in a sense, because it's saying we should be sexually available at all times. You know, there are all sorts of issues with that. So So, you know, it's the vision of the human person is primary, but also, of course, as always, faith is affirmed by science. Isn't that great? And so this article goes into some of the great things we talked about. Again, that's The Prevention Deception, How Not to Reduce Abortion by Richard Dorflinger, if you go to usccb.org. Okay, so ladies, wow, we got a lot of stuff coming up here. What is going on? This is an exciting month. It is. It's exciting. It's exhausting, but it's a great thing. And you know, our listeners may have a question or comment. You can give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'd love to hear what your parish is doing for Respect Life Sunday, for example, and Respect Life Month. And we'd love to hear, too, your thoughts about these Jason Evert events coming up. Maybe you guys are planning to take your youth group or even your Catholic grade school, the 7th and 8th graders, to see Jason Evert. We'd love to hear about that at 312-751-1979. So,
Mary Louise, maybe somebody's out there and they want to share how last year or in previous years impacted their teens. So maybe somebody has a story of conversion. I'd like to hear it. You know, I mean, I'm really interested in hearing about how our programs impact people out there.
That's a great idea, Margie. Thanks. And you know what was fantastic was when Jason Evert came to Chicago, we bring him in from California now every year. And last year, at the end of his talks, he gives students who come up to speak with him his email. And I've got to tell you, after these talks, it's like half the audience runs up to talk with this guy. And students are giving him literally like packages of birth control pills, Playboy memorabilia, like take this out of my life. I am making a new beginning. It's so beautiful. And he received some emails from students, which he made anonymous and shared with us. And boy, these stories were so compelling about students literally leaving behind, you know, so many destructive choices and making a new beginning. Very beautiful. So we'd love to hear from you, 312-751-1979. So you're wondering, how can I bring my kids to see Jason Evert? Well, we have our Life Night 4 Youth Rally coming up on Sunday, September 14th at 4 p.m. at St. Francis of Rome School in Cicero. So make sure to join us for that. It's free. It's open to the public. It's for 8th grade and up. So that's our Life Night 4 Youth Rally with phenomenal national chastity speaker Jason Evert. And then Jason's going to have some evening presentations as well during that week. So make sure to check that out. Bring your teens. And there's going to be a junior high level presentation on September 17th in the morning at Guerin Prep. And that's going to be open to everybody. You know, any grade schools that want to bring their 7th and 8th graders to hear Jason, you're welcome to come. Just give us a call for more information and to pre-register, because we currently have about 600 kids for that particular talk. And we've got out of capacity. So it's just first come, first serve. Everyone's welcome. Just make sure to pre-register. It's free. And you can call us at 312-751-5355. So last month we had Jason Evert on the show, and boy, we got a ton of questions, and that was exciting. So now, without further delay, let's talk a little bit about Respect Life Month. And I know that you are a Respect Life coordinator at your parish. What are some of the activities that you guys have planned for October for Respect Life Month?
Well, as it happens, Queen of All Saints, that's my parish, has chosen October 6th for our day at the 40 Days for Life, which I know we're going to be discussing also this morning.
Yes.
So that being, you know, the day after Respect Life Sunday, our efforts are going to be all focused on getting a great representation out there praying at the abortion clinic.
Wonderful.
For October the 6th.
Wonderful.
And leading up to that, we're going to be doing a lot of things in our bulletin and some of the brochures that are available to us through the Respect Life booklet, and, you know, the resources that are available there.
Excellent.
So it's going to be a full packed month of weeks leading up to the Respect Life Week. And
oh, that sounds great. That's great. Margie, what is Respect Life Month? Some of our listeners may not actually be familiar with it.
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I wanted a good layoff. Needed one of those early, you know, it's still early in, you know, in the morning. I mean, it's not early, but
we need to get Margie another cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, I stayed up, you know, preparing for this. No, I'm kidding. But actually, Respect Life Month is a month that is set aside by the Catholic bishops here in the United States to really to think about, to pray about, to really to build a culture of life from womb to tomb, from conception to natural death, to really focus on, you know, the life issues, all of them, and to celebrate life, to teach. A whole wide variety of things can be done in the parishes. And that's really what it's all about, is focused on the Catholic churches and having people, you know, getting the word out, educating, doing prayer vigils, doing things that are reflective of the culture of life and fighting the culture of death in our Catholic churches. And October is Respect Life Month, and Respect Life Sunday is the first Sunday in October. So that's when we have set aside, or the bishops have set aside, that day to focus on all the life issues.
Excellent. So the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has designated this, but this is very close to the heart of Cardinal George. We actually have to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you about a letter that Cardinal George sent to all priests and parishes in the Archdiocese about Respect Life Sunday and their homily remarks, which will be very exciting. So stay with us, friends. And you know what? We welcome your questions and your comments at 312-751-1979. You've been a little quiet, and maybe I can understand why, but now's the time to start getting involved and make this a two-way conversation. So we'd love to hear your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. We'll be right back here on Life Talk on Relevant Radio, 950 AM.
September is Hunger Awareness Month, and Catholic Charities has many rewarding opportunities for you to get involved. Did you know that despite our community's abundant food, many families, including children, live in hunger? I'm Father Mike Boland of Catholic Charities, asking for your support. Organize a food drive at your parish or at your child's school. Walk in our 5th annual Mary Jane Murphy Memorial Hunger Walk on September 30th. Visit our website to make a $20 donation, and we'll send you an eco-friendly Catholic Charities reusable grocery sack. For more information, go to catholiccharities.net/hunger or call 312-655-7315. That's catholiccharities.net/hunger or 312-655-7315. Thank you for helping Catholic Charities in our fight against hunger.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal George leads a group of Chicago area faithful on a pilgrimage to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. We have highlights of that journey. World Youth Day is celebrated in Sydney, Australia, as well as here in Chicago at St. Hyacinth Basilica. We'll take you to both celebrations. And we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at Relevant Radio, bridging the gap between faith and everyday life.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You. Compelling television about your Archdiocese.
We are back here on Life Talk on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry, joined by Ann Scheidler and Margie Breen. We're talking about Respect Life Month. What is your parish doing this October? And what are the great resources that are offered by the Respect Life Office and the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops? This event that is so dear to Cardinal George's heart. We're talking about that. We're going to be talking also about 40 Days for Life, where hundreds of cities across the nation are praying in front of abortion clinics for 40 consecutive days, and it's happening right here in Chicago. But before we get to that, we've got a call, actually. So we have Mary Grace from Chicago. Mary Grace, you are live with Life Talk. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to share that I'm on the Respect Life committee for St. Daniel the Prophet Parish in Chicago. Yeah. And there's a couple of things we have planned. We're hoping that we have a new pastor. We're hoping that he will allow us to put bulletin inserts with the from the U.S. Council of Catholic Bishops, the creating a Catholic conscience in voting.
Great.
And also Father Pavone's one-page handout that lists the two major candidates.
Oh, you know, that is actually the previous document that you mentioned is definitely an approved resource. That's part of the USCCB parish kit. But that other one is not approved, actually, for use, Mary Grace. But I'm so glad that you guys are doing stuff on those issues. I think that's so important. And, you know, Bishop Laurie's article that is in the USCCB parish kit is a great resource. And there are also other resources out there. But
well, another thing that we're doing that I think might be a little bit different is on either the first or second Sunday of October, however we can fit that in, we're going to sign people up to say one decade of the rosary and see how many prayer warriors we can have out there and how many full rosaries we can have said. Right now we have six full rosaries. We started this several months ago, but we're hoping to get, you know, just hundreds of them for the election and for the end of abortion.
Oh, praise God. Those sound like great efforts. And, you know, Mary Grace, we encourage you to give us a call at the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355 to connect with us about what you guys are doing. And Margie, what are your thoughts on that? You work a lot with the parishes.
Yeah, I mean, if you need any to discuss any further about, like, the election materials and stuff like that, voter education materials, please give us a call and we can talk about that on the phone.
Right.
Okay, great.
Great. Thank you so much, Mary Grace, and thanks for your call.
Thanks for all the work you do.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, it's so encouraging to hear how many parishes are doing great things for Respect Life Month, and that's terrific. And if your parish is doing something, friends, give us a call, 312-751-1979. We'd love to hear about things that you guys are doing to gear up for Respect Life Month in October. And Margie, this Respect Life Month celebration is very important to Cardinal George, isn't it?
It definitely is. And every year he sends a letter to all the priests in the archdiocese who are in parishes, whether they're religious or archdiocesan. And that's very helpful to our office and to the movement because every year we get new coordinators in parishes that haven't had one. And I think they get pestered so many years, you know, one year after the next, and they're just like, oh, I better appoint somebody. And they're usually pretty good, you know. These are people who really want to do this, and you know, it's exceptional, and I'm so grateful that he does this.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so exciting to hear from so many pastors. You know, just yesterday we got a call from a pastor with a new coordinator, and it's really exciting, and it's exciting to hear that they're excited. You know, they're really on board, and they're ready to gear up for Respect Life Month, and they're excited to have found the right person to do this. What are some of the things that the Cardinal's letter to priests and parishes talked about for Respect Life Month activities?
Well, he really gets to the basics of being a priest and it being Respect Life Month and Respect Life Sunday and what they need to be doing, what he really strongly encourages them to do. And it's basically homily hints, you know, preaching for life, intercessions for life that they can use to pray to build a culture of life for the sanctity of all human life. There are articles that they should be putting out in the bulletin or out in the information section of the church. Excellent articles on a wide range of issues, basically from conception to natural death. A liturgy guide. And I'm going to go through this. This is all in the parish kit that each coordinator has received. And basically, the cardinal is asking each parish to have and each pastor to appoint a Respect Life coordinator and to, you know, for that person to be active. So that's a little
great.
It sounds little, but it does do a lot for the parish and for building a culture of life across the board.
Absolutely. And one of the things that the Cardinal says in this letter is, I would like every parish in the Archdiocese to participate in Respect Life Sunday, which is the first Sunday of October, as you had mentioned, Margie. Please focus your homily for that weekend on the sanctity of human life from conception until natural death. There are many issues that you can address: abortion, chastity, post-abortion healing, the death penalty, contraception and natural family planning, embryonic stem cell research, human cloning, artificial reproductive technologies, and NAPRO technology, and euthanasia. Wow! I mean, those are so many great issues that we don't hear a lot about at church, but as Catholics and just as citizens, we need to be informed on these issues, and many of these affect our own personal life choices, you know, regarding things like forms of family planning within our marriages, or how do married couples deal with infertility? What does the Catholic Church teach? These are great topics that can be addressed during Respect Life Month in the homily. So that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, we actually already need to head to another break. But we come back, Margie, I'd like you to talk about this this parish kit that was provided to every parish and every parish Respect Life coordinator in the Archdiocese. It's a great resource. We've got this resource for you at the Respect Life office. So stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking with Margie Breen and Ann Scheidler. And following going over the parish kit, we're going to be heading into 40 Days for Life, a really exciting initiative taking place in Chicago and throughout the country. So stay with us here on Life Talk and give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We will be right back.
Asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church, around the corner, or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk for another great half hour of stimulating conversation with Ann Scheidler from the Pro-Life Action League and Margie Breen, the program manager of the Respect Life office. We've got Alicia Torres behind the glass, and she is waiting for your calls. And we also have Brian Brock, who is having a spaz right now behind the glass, and he's our technician and does a great job. But we welcome your phone calls at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. 1979. We've got so many exciting things coming up. Jason Everett presentations on chastity throughout the Archdiocese, speaking in six high schools and a junior high talk, and three evening presentations, including the Life Night Rally. That's September 14 through 17. And then we've got Mass with Cardinal George, the Celebration of Life Mass, where all our coordinators are going to get commissioned on September 20th. And then Respect Life Month, 40 Days for Life, launching on September 24th. So many exciting things, so little time. We welcome your questions and comments, though, at 312-751-1979. So, Margie, you've been doing these meetings throughout the Archdiocese to help parishes gear up for Respect Life Month. Tell us about those and how those are going.
They're very successful. I'm so excited. I'm meeting a lot of new parish Respect Life coordinators. Actually, the first one in Libertyville, one of our priest friends, who's I believe he's on our advisory board, Father Merrick Duran. I don't know if I'm butchering his name, but he brought two of his parishioners at Our Lady of Perpetual Help to our first meeting, and I was so thrilled to see him there, and I think everybody was. It really added to the encouragement level. Like, I didn't have to create that, you know, to see a priest there. It was really amazing.
That's terrific. And, you know, Father Mark isn't on our board, but he should be. Well, that's a great idea.
He's been to the March for Life.
He's
been on our trip.
Yeah, a really young, dynamic priest, yeah. So tell us about these meetings a little bit.
So basically what we're doing is going through the parish kit that has been sent out. We sent it out, but it's the bulk of it, the stuff that's really pretty, you know, the posters and stuff, that's all created by the USCCB. But we added a lot of inserts in about our events. So what I did was I talked about a lot of things, and we basically went through the whole kit that went out to all the coordinators, and we went through all our programs and all our events that you had mentioned, Mary Louise, like about our Mass. We talked about voter education materials. We talked about various things, the bulletin insert that quotes a lot of what Pope Benedict was saying about life issues and secularism and being a Catholic, you know, I guess bringing your faith to the world, you know, bridging the gap, you know, so
to speak. Great.
And it's really awesome. And a lot of these things in the kit can be just stuffed in the bulletin.
Yes.
They can be printed off the CD that's in the parish kit or off the internet at usccb.org under pro-life activities. You know, if you have trouble finding these things, you can call our office and we'll walk you through it. But all these things are very helpful. So if this is something, you know, you're not the coordinator, you don't know who the coordinator is, there probably isn't one, well, look this stuff up, print it out. There's really good things. You know, I don't want to dwell on it too much, but there's the bulletin insert, which is in Spanish as well as English, and
excellent.
It's amazing. And it basically quotes the Holy Father in saying, you know, how we're facing the secularism in our world, and especially in the U.S. And he said that we can't really just go to church on Sunday and then during the week promote business practices or medical procedures contrary to those beliefs. You know, is it consistent for practicing Catholics to ignore or exploit the poor and the marginalized to promote sexual behavior contrary to Catholic moral teaching or to adopt positions that contradict the right to life of every human being from conception to natural death? That was his question. And basically, you know, he maps it out and says what we need to be doing in everyday life.
Great.
You know, in a simple way. And it's just amazing. So I would suggest people use it. And then, you know, the voting stuff, there's a couple different things that I think are helpful. And one is faithful citizenship itself. There's a two-page version that you can do double-sided, and I think it's very helpful, and it just, it's good. I think it's excellent, and the more I read it and reread it, and even the longer version, but the shorter version is what people are probably going to be able to use in the churches.
Yes.
And they talk about what conscience is, the bishops, and how to form your conscience, you know, and that conscience is more than a feeling, you know. It was funny,
yes.
I was talking to Bob Gilligan about it the other day, and I said, when I said it's more than a feeling, you know, I was thinking of that song, you know, uh-huh. and he was like, yeah, every time I say it, I think of that song, you know, and I was thinking also about like the Toyota commercial, right? Was it Toyota more than a feeling, you know, but.
Oh my goodness. And Margie, where is this? So there's a two-sided, there's something you can use as a bulletin stuffer. It's the challenge of forming consciences for faithful citizenship by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. It's approved for use. We encourage the use. And where can they find that resource?
Well, really, I mean, they have their own website, faithfulcitizenship.org, but you could just go to the usccb.org, and it's on the front page of the website. And it talks about, you know, what is preeminent, you know, the intrinsic evils, and that intrinsic evils are basically, you know, abortion, euthanasia, embryonic stem cell research, cloning, and that these must never, ever be supported and must always be opposed.
Yes. And Margie, tell us a little bit about some other resources as well that are in there. There's an article by Bishop Laurie as well, which is also approved for use. It's from the USCCB.
It's excellent. And he quotes faithful citizenship. And he basically says, you know, after 49 million or so aborted babies, you know, what could be grave enough to vote for a pro-abortion candidate. I mean, it's really, you know, you really got to think about it. Like, what could be so grave to ever vote for an, you know, for that type of an action? Yes. But there's also a reflection on the African-American family and the culture of life by Bishop Holly from the Washington, D.C. Archdiocese. This can be also a good piece that you can put in prior to the election to explain what abortion does to the Black community. And this bishop was actually in his mother's womb when the whole family converted to Catholicism.
Wow.
It is an amazing story. And he talks about, you know, that's what really started his pro-life commitment.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know?
In the womb.
To read that born.
Yeah, it's awesome. Great, and I would definitely use it. And, you know, and these are just things to really plant seeds and to help people form their conscience. Also, there's A Will for Living, which basically Mary Louise says, be wary of the living will.
Yes, right. It talks about the tremendous benefits of using a healthcare proxy instead of using a living will, because essentially the living will often can be misinterpreted, and it's very difficult to anticipate, you know, the difficult circumstances that one might find themselves in terms of their health. And so a healthcare proxy who embraces the Catholic faith and understands your wishes is far preferable. And this is a great resource for educating your parish on end-of-life care. And all of this, there are other great articles, too. We actually have to head to another break. But all of this is in the Respect Life Parish Kit with the theme Hope and Trust in Life. So, friends, if for some reason, as a coordinator, you didn't receive your kit or something like that, you can give us a call at the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. We've got to head to a break, and when we come back, Anne, you're going to be on the hot seat with Anne Scheidler here as we talk about 40 Days for Life, this exciting movement that's sweeping across the country, hundreds of cities at the same time, praying for 40 consecutive days in front of an abortion clinic, peacefully and prayerfully working for the kingdom of God, spreading the gospel of life there at the foot of the cross. It's taking place right here in Chicago. We're going to talk about how you can get involved. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk. And if you're a 40 Days for Life coordinator, day captain, we want to hear from you at 312-751-1979. I almost messed up. 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552 or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
It's a guy thing. The 2008 Chicago Catholic Men's Conference will be held Saturday, September 6th at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. This is a conference of men, for men, and by men to explore what it means to be a Catholic man today. Representatives from the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Knights of Columbus, Focus, and many other groups will guide you on your spiritual journey. There will be several speakers, including a special presentation by Matthew Kelly and breakout sessions for discussion. We'll top off this day-long event with a tailgate-style dinner and social. This conference will open your eyes to a whole new look at life, religion, and the world. Once again, clear your calendar for Saturday, September 6th, and make your way to Rosemont. Register at www.itsaguythingonline.org or call 312-751-5288. That's 312-751-5288. Your faith, your church, it's a guy thing.
We are back here on Life Talk on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and I'm talking with Ann Scheidler, who is the Executive Director of Pro-Life Action League. Ann has a very long record of wonderful service in the pro-life movement. And Margie Breen, who is a, I don't want to say a mini Ann Scheidler, but she's a, she's our wonderful program manager for the Respect Life Office and doing wonderful things there. And friends, we welcome your questions and your comments at 312-751-1979. We're kind of coming into this last stretch where, if you'd like to make a question or comment, now is the time to call at 312-751-1979. So, Ann, you and the Pro-Life Action League are very involved, as are other groups like Illinois Right to Life and Couples for Christ and the Knights of Columbus, in collaborating with us on coordinating 40 Days for Life here in Chicago. And we're so blessed to have your involvement with this, because you guys are the experienced ones with this, and we're just more newbies. But tell everybody about 40 Days for Life.
Oh, this is such an exciting program. David B. Wright launched this program a few years ago in College Station, Texas. Did a 40 Days for Life in front of Planned Parenthood down there, and they saw amazing things happen with lives saved and lives transformed. And it was just on his heart that this should be spread nationwide, and he decided to just jump in and do that. And this will be the second year now that he's done it as a nationwide project. And I think there are upwards of 170 cities involved this time.
Wow.
All over the United States. In fact, even internationally, people have gotten involved.
Now, what is it actually that, explain to everybody what 40 Days for Life is, because I'm still getting calls and people are still confused.
They're not sure what it is.
Yeah.
You actually spend 40 days, 40 full days, and we're doing the full immersion, 24 hours a day for 40 days, you pray in front of an abortion clinic. And we've chosen the Albany Medical Surgical Center, which is a Family Planning Associates affiliate clinic. It's not a Planned Parenthood. It is a separate abortion clinic at 5086 North Elston Avenue in Chicago. It's one of the very few abortion clinics that does late-term abortions.
Yeah.
And they operate 6 days a week. So we are going to be there 40 days, 24 hours a day, praying for those people who work in those clinics, praying for the clients who come to those clinics seeking their supposed services, praying for the families involved in the tragedy of abortion, trying to make a difference. And I know we will. I mean, can you imagine coming to work in the morning, day after day after day, and meeting people praying there that you won't go in the building?
Right.
Praying that you'll have a conversion of heart, that you will decide that abortion is wrong, is hurtful to women. This is bound to have a real impact Absolutely. On the lives of those people who work there and those people who come there.
Absolutely. Now, why is it important to pray at the clinic? You know, so many times people say, well, you know, I pray for an end to abortion every day in my regular prayers.
Which is wonderful. You know, and we would certainly encourage anyone who isn't able to get to the clinic to pray every day for an end to abortion. But being right there where it happens, this clinic happens to be a mile south of my office, the Pro-Life Action League office, and within about a mile and a half of my house. And, you know, you go there and you watch real women walk in there with a real baby in their womb, and they're going to end that life. That makes it very much more real to you.
Yes.
It's not just a statistic anymore. It's not just a political issue or a philosophical question. These are real people.
Yes.
These are little babies. I have 18 grandchildren, and naturally I think they are the cutest children and the smartest children on the face of the earth. But they aren't the only children who are valuable and should be welcomed into the world. All the children should be welcomed the way my grandchildren are. We have another one coming in October. It'll be my daughter Kathy's sixth baby, and and she's an interesting story. She is on the Respect Life Committee of St. Francis de Sales in Lake Zurich, and they were actually
Wonderful.
Meeting last night about getting involved in 40 days, so we're hoping that that's going to be another parish involved. But she was in my womb when the Roe v. Wade decision came down, so her life has always been especially treasured to me, that it made me so aware of the fragility of life to
yes.
see that our government would take away protection. So, you know, getting involved in this whole movement and being a part of 40 Days, I think this is so exciting that we have so many organizations involved in this project here in
yes.
Chicago. We have the Women's Centers, and
yes.
we have the Respect Life Office and Illinois Right to Life, the Knights of Columbus. We have all these coordinators. You know, that first meeting that we held at St. Mary of the Angels, hoping that we'd have, you know, 10 or 12 people. And what did we have? 50 or 60 people.
Yeah, I think we had 60-some. We were like, I hope we have enough food. But we did.
But we did. We had enough food, and, you know, you feed them, and they will come and volunteer to do things for you. So
That was wonderful. Know. We need to head to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more with Ann Scheidler. We'll be heading into our last segment here on Life Talk, and we'll be talking more about 40 Days for Life and how you can get involved. You know, we've got about 32 days covered, so we need 40 days. So we're going to be talking about how you can get involved and help with this beautiful, peaceful, prayerful effort happening right here in Chicago. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Do you want to experience freedom, happiness, love, and romance without regrets? Then come hear Jason Everett speak at the Life Night 4 Youth Rally on Sunday, September 14th, at St. Francis of Rome School in Cicero, starting at 4 p.m. The evening will include Jason's powerful message, music by Sal Solo, free food, and much more.
The Life Night 4 Youth Rally is for high school students and mature 8th graders. For more information and to pre-register, please call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. That's 312-751-5355 or go to www.respectlifeoffice.org. www.respectlifechicago.org. Sponsored by the Respect Life Office, Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry, and the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center of Chicago. So again, please join us on Sunday, September 14th at St. Francis of Rome School, starting at 4 p.m. to hear Jason Everett, because
we deserve pure love. We deserve pure love. I love that. And the Life Night Youth Rally coming up on September 14th. Make sure to bring your teens. That's going to be a great event. I'm Mary Louise Curry talking with Ann Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League and Margie Breen, Program Manager of the Respect Life Office, about 40 Days for Life. And this is so exciting. And before we went to the break, you were talking about the value of praying at the abortion clinic, because in a sense, it's like praying at the foot of the cross.
It is. And, you know, one of the interesting facets of the location that we'd be praying at here in Chicago is that La Crosse Avenue runs right past the abortion clinic.
Wow.
Spanish for the cross. So Wow. We will literally be at the foot of La Crosse.
That is wonderful. That's great. And you know, some people might be a little afraid, you know, like, oh, I've never done that before. I know that several years ago, I felt that way myself, you know, like, wow, you know, I'm pro-life, but to go and pray in front of a clinic, ooh, that seems scary, and will I get arrested and all those things.
The first time you do it, you know, it probably is a little intimidating, and which is one of the reasons that we always recommend you go along with somebody. So when we're signing people up for 40 Days for Life, we want to get people, at least two people for each time slot. And more,
yes,
hopefully, you know, because the more people praying in a place, the better.
But it's totally a peaceful, prayerful
event. It's totally
event.
A prayerful,
There's no
yes.
risk of, because we aren't doing anything, you know, that is not peaceful. It's all
about
peaceful prayer.
It's a totally non-confrontational.
Singing, you know, if you like, you know, singing hymns, you know, and things like that. And a lot of people just had a great time doing it last year, which I thought was interesting. It's like, there's a very festive atmosphere in this, actually.
Well,
in
you know,
sense.
Because we celebrate life. I mean, pro-life people are happy people. And you come out there and you pray for those babies who die in there. You pray for those women who face that terrible choice. And you feel good that you have done something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll also feel a little bit helpless, but it brings home to us how we're so dependent on God and God's mercy and God's help. So we trust that He will use our efforts and the sacrifices we make to come out there, and good things will happen. But we want to make sure that people know that there are a lot of resources to help them with 40 Days for Life. Those who are coordinators and day captains and people who are just going to sign up at their parish sign-ups, or just come out there, because even if your parish isn't directly involved, there's still plenty of opportunity. We have 960 hours worth of prayer to cover, and any time that a person's available to come out, it would be wonderful to be there. And you can go to the 40daysforlife.org website. There's a special Chicago segment on that, 40daysforlife.org. Is it .org?
Yeah, 40daysforlife.org/Chicago.
It's .com. 40daysforlife.com /Chicago. And that will very shortly have our whole schedule up there, so you can see what days are already covered and what days are going to need somebody to cover. And you can go there for the resources, including a brochure, beautiful brochure that we have ordered by the thousands and thousands for for use here in Chicago. If you go to that website, way up in the right-hand corner in very tiny letters, it says forms, and you can click on there and take a look at this 40 Days for Life Pray to End Abortion pamphlet, which we have had tailored, customized for Chicago. We've got even our own Margie Breen pictured here, praying with Father Pavone and Sally Pelosi out in front of the clinic, and there's an adorable picture of this little girl that Father Steve Lesniewski brought out to the clinic from, I think it's Immaculate Conception Paris that he's from.
Yes.
He brought a whole group of kids
Wonderful.
Out to one of the abortion clinics, and Wonderful. We have a picture of one of his little girls praying here.
Now, Ann, how can people find out more? We just have about a minute left. How can people find out more or sign up to get involved? And Margie, maybe you have some thoughts on that as well.
Well, they can certainly call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. If you want to sign up for a day to be a day captain, call Illinois Right to Life. They're in charge of the scheduling.
Yes.
312-422-9300. If you want thousands of copies or two or three copies of 40 Days for Life brochure, you can call me at 773-777-2900.
Great. And we'll put all that information up on the respectlifechicago.com. Margie, final thoughts here?
And the
30 seconds.
The dates that are still left available
listed
on the website under vigil calendar or vigil schedule. We don't have a calendar up yet, but those dates are listed on there.
Excellent.
So we need 8 calls right now to fill those days.
That's right.
And think about partnering with a parish.
Yes.
I've contacted the parish that's the closest to us, St. Mary the Woods, to see if they would partner with Queen of All Saints. I know St. Bart's and St. Ed's are partnering on a day. You know, it's a great way to break up the work and get more and more people involved.
Terrific. Ann Scheidler, Margie Breen, thank you so much for being with us here on Life Talk today. And again, for more information on 40 Days for Life, you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355 or go to 40daysforlife.org/Chicago. And .com. Sorry about that, friends. And have a blessed month, and we'll see you next month here on Life Talk.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.